is now.
Capital 263.
Okay, so you say that
she was not normal. She was not normal. She injected. She used
implants. For that fight, the punch was heavy.
Yeah, the implants. She used implants. The implants. The power coming from the implants was too much. And then you said you used implants.
So would you like a rematch?
I'll prepare. I'll prepare again.
Alright, thanks, sir.
Welcome to Max and Match. I'm out here in the studio with my boy Lizwe. We just want to thank you guys. I'm always very grateful for you guys for listening to this show, for giving us your feedback and everything. And yeah, man, Lizwe, how are you doing, bro?
I'm great. Who are you? You didn't introduce yourself.
I'm pretty sure that by now they know. My name is Josh Sawe, at Six Legend on Twitter. My Instagram is not this stuff, yeah, yeah. At Josh K. Sawe on Facebook. I do scandalous things on Instagram, please. Uh-huh.
But you're sharing stuff related to what we do on your Instagram, man.
Definitely, yeah. My Instagram is 6xlegend. I hope you get that, yeah. But yeah, man, like I said, thank you very much for tuning into the show. We appreciate your listenership. And yeah, interesting introduction to our show today. That was an interview at the Friday night fights boxing. That was at City Sports Center on Friday the 27th of April. And that interview was Mona Lisa Siwanda being interviewed by Spencer Banda of Star FM. And you headed a whole lot of accusations in that interview. There was the allegations of in gloves being used, of steroids according to him, and a whole lot of other things, man. So just catch us later on. We'll go deeper into those controversies that were in some of the matches that were held on Friday, and some discussions on who was the winner, who wasn't, in all the other matches. But yeah, man, Lizwe.
Yeah. What's up, Josh? Welcome to another episode of Mike Said Match. Find us on Twitter and Facebook, Instagram. No, we're not on Instagram.
We're working on it.
Yeah, but iTunes for all your exciting content. So today, you know, the topic of the day is why you should actually make your way to the next boxing event that happens in Harare.
Yeah,
from the opening interview, that's, you know, some of the controversies that happened on the day. And there's more that we're going to discuss later on the show. But we are going to start off with a look at the Champions League matches that have been played, and the forecast for the week that's coming up. And we're just going to look at one legend who's resigned, or who's announced that he's resigning. I'm not talking about Michael Carrick here.
Michael Carrick, a legend.
He's a legend, you know, five-time EPL champion.
Yeah,
you know,
but he's not a legend.
He's a Man United legend, dog.
He's just another episode.
Anyway, we're going to talk about the man himself, Arsene Wenger, who we all thought Arsenal was named after.
Yeah, man,
so he's decided he's resigning, or in quotes, decided he's resigning. And at the end of the season, he'll be out. Then we'll close off the show with some boxing action. Me and Josh attended, even Shingi attended the Friday night fights that were held courtesy of Cola Coda and Quest Sports. They brought out that stuff, and it was live. We managed to get ringside seat, and my word, was it a joy, amazing to be right there. So we'll just get right into the Champions League action that happened. So far, just the background, when the semi-final stage of the Champions League 2018. And it's looking kind of feisty, you know.
I think the teams that are going into the final have been pretty much decided. The first semi-final was between Liverpool and AS Roma at Anfield. Liverpool managed to score 5 and concede 2 against AS Roma. 2 unnecessary goals, really, if you ask me. Klopp was very sloppy there.
Yeah.
Liverpool should have gone out of that match with a 5-0 win, but it ended 5-2. And the second leg is on Wednesday, we were recording this on a Sunday. So the second leg is on a Wednesday, and I'm pretty sure Liverpool will progress. The other semi-final match was between Real Madrid and Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich started off at home at the Allianz Arena, and Bayern Munich were beaten 2-1 at home against Real Madrid. Two away goals with the second leg at the Bernabeu. I think that's pretty much done, eh?
That should be pretty much for Bayern Munich. You know, they didn't really offer any, you know, positivity.
They didn't look in it right from the start. They just looked, they were sloppy. Ribery wasted so many good chances. And you can't afford to do that against a team like Real Madrid. You need to take your chances if you're going to stand any chance against Real Madrid.
Exactly. And they have the curse of, they've already announced their next season's manager. So, you know, he could be playing into the players' minds that
Into the manager's mind himself.
Exactly.
Jupp might not exert himself as much as he would have, knowing he might have a possibility on the job next season.
Yeah, now
but
it's done.
But because he knows, you know, I'm giving this job to someone else next season, he might not be putting in as much effort as you would like him to be. And I think Bayern Munich squad as well, the Bundesliga it shouldn't be top 5 in Europe. I'm sorry. The rankings should drop down, because you can't tell me that year in year out the best team in Bundesliga. It's the same pattern, really. It's just a repetitive cycle. They beat Arsenal and they progressed. But this season they didn't have Arsenal.
That should be a foregone conclusion for Real Madrid. Yeah. On the other hand, I still feel like there could be a slight chance of Roma upsetting Liverpool. I mean, with those two away goals, that really could play badly into Liverpool's hands. 3-0 victory for Roma, and they're through to the final.
Yeah, and it's a huge possibility considering they did it against Barcelona in the previous stage, in the quarterfinals.
And they've done it again this season against Chelsea Roma. 3-0 victory, 3-0 against Barcelona. So there could be, you know, a bit of magic could happen.
And for the record, Roma haven't conceded at home.
Wow.
In the entire Champions League campaign this season.
Wow.
All their matches at home, they've not conceded a single goal.
Wow.
So Liverpool might be in for it.
I'm a bit caught up, because I would rather have Liverpool in the final facing Real Madrid than AS Roma. But at the same time, I was so annoyed by the AS Roma manager, because you know how Liverpool plays, and they still allowed them to play. He allowed AS Roma to play that open game, allowing Liverpool to score 5 goals against his team.
And I think AS Roma's biggest flaw was trying to play a high line.
Uh-huh.
You can't afford to play a high line against players with so much pace, mm-hmm. like Sadio Mane, Mohamed Salah, and Robert Firmino.
Robbie Firmino's movement.
Once they beat that offside trap, and you've got a quarter of the field open for them, once they go past your defenders, there's no catching up to them.
There really isn't. And Mo Salah showed his brilliance twice in that match.
Man, that was the first goal.
The first goal was really classy.
That was a beautiful goal.
So much like Messi. His stature, the left foot, hair, you know, everything. The way he's executing his goals.
There's this thing about Messi sometimes that he does, that he's got so much luck on his side that sometimes he plays a bad pass, it bounces off a defender, it comes back to him.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of things that are happening also to Mo Salah, and my word, he's taking his chances.
Oh, he is. But we've kind of seen just over the weekend how Peters from Stoke held stuck onto him, and you know, he couldn't do anything.
Yeah, and you know, if you get a good defender who can man mark, you know. Mm-hmm. Man United did that with Ashley Young. And it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're saying, recently Stoke did it.
Yeah.
This previous weekend, and it worked.
Mm-hmm.
But AS Roma tried it. They had Jesus man marking Salah, but unfortunately, he got a quick yellow.
Okay.
And then that put now, him off the game. But now you couldn't man mark Salah, because now it was just a matter of time before he got red carded.
Mm-hmm.
So that was also another factor that might have affected AS Roma's strategy. But like, it's
going into this match.
Focus on closing down
Mo Salah, shutting down the supply to Bobby Firmino and Mane. Yeah, he's a threat, but he was missing.
He's very wasteful, and you know, he had a good one-on-one opportunity that he had Similar chance Salah converted. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. You know, I always tell people that the difference between the likes of Messi and Ronaldo and everyone else is because these guys, they get a chance,
they're gonna score it.
Bang! It's in the back of the net.
Mm-hmm.
Other players, you see other players, they get 6-7 chances a game. The likes of Alvaro Morata, and you know, zero goals. So
nothing's happening.
That's the difference between these players.
Mo
Salah, he gets that one chance. It's a simple dink over, the keeper 1-on-1. It's a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Sadio Mane blasts over the crossbar. So you see that
Sadio Mane, you are so disappointing. They could have easily won that match 7-0
It really could.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting one, and we're looking forward to that action. It's happening on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday is Bayern versus Real Madrid.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want Real Madrid to win 3 times in a row.
But it's a strong possibility because you see, even going into the final, let's say Liverpool it progresses. If it's Liverpool versus Real Madrid,
yeah,
the odds will be Real Madrid's favorite. To be honest,
they're such a dominant team.
Yeah,
you know?
they are. They've got a very good player, Cristiano Ronaldo. They've got a better squad.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and
more experience in the midfield
as well. Yeah,
Casemiro,
exactly.
Cruz, Modric.
This is the same team that has won it in the previous two seasons.
Not much has changed
in that squad.
So it's going to be an exciting challenge.
Good. But I think Liverpool will give them a fight for their money.
And I do expect, you know, Liverpool to get a goal at AS Roma this week. At least just one goal. That's all they need. There's no way Roma's going to score 4 goals stuff.
Yeah. Agreed.
Looking forward to that. Also happening this week, we're going to have Arsenal and Atletico, the return leg. Arsenal being Arsenal, let themselves down again on Thursday, being wasteful again. So many chances falling to Lacazette, and he was just so lackadaisical.
This is exactly what I was saying. You see, those same chances, give them to the likes of Cristiano, give them to the likes of Lionel Messi,
and it's a goal.
You're done. Now, Atletico, 10 men from the 5th minute.
Mm-hmm. And no manager from around the 10th or 15th minute.
And you still give them a chance. Arsenal could have won that game by a big margin.
Easily.
But now they're going into the second leg with a 1-1 draw.
Mm-hmm.
Atletico being on the advantage with an away goal.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very... It's an uphill task.
You just don't win against Atletico at all.
You just don't.
No,
especially if you're Arsenal.
And they're a well-organized side, and when they want, they will shut you down.
Yeah.
They've conceded the least goals in all of Europe, in the top 5 leagues, you know. So they're gonna shut down that gate.
Yeah. And there's
Griezmann up front to bury it if need be. Is Diego Costa playing or something like that? I understand he was going through late fitness tests.
But I'm not too sure if he's still fit because I think there was talks about the Spanish coach instructing that he shouldn't be strained because they need him for the World Cup. So I'm pretty sure we'll see. But I don't think he was going to play.
Talking about Arsenal, it is important that they try and win something big this year.
Yeah, they need
the great man that is Arsene Wenger.
Their greatest manager ever.
Well, yeah.
Given he's been practically the only manager they've ever had.
I don't even know who was before Arsene Wenger. But we've only known Arsene Wenger from the start.
Yeah, Arsene Wenger has been Arsenal's coach from 96. He's been there for 22 years. That's a very long time.
That's a long, long
time.
That's
almost my lifetime.
That's close to your lifetime. And we've only known Arsene Wenger.
I thought it was his club.
Yeah, it made sense.
Arsenal.
Exactly.
I think Arsene Wenger. Shoot, Arsenal.
There we go.
He did pretty well for himself at Arsenal. He had quite a number of brilliant flashes in his Arsenal career. I still think he should have retired earlier. He could have gone out even a bigger legend than he is now.
Mm-hmm.
But now his legacy has been eroded by Arsenal's performance in the past decade.
Yeah.
Past decade or so.
Yeah.
Arsenal haven't been as good as people expect them to be. Because we're talking about a club that was, that is the Invincibles, a club that has the record number of FA Cups. They've won a couple of league titles. It's a really big club.
Yeah. But what Arsenal became in the past decade, it became just a top four team.
Yeah.
All they'll do is secure the top four, but they never really kicked on from there. And now, over the past two seasons, they've actually dropped now. They're no longer a top four team. They're five, six.
Yeah. Now they're struggling to ward off Bournemouth for sixth place. That's not where Arsenal should be.
No, that is not the level that they should be. And it's going to be exciting who they announce as the new manager next.
Yeah, man.
There's been talk of Louis van Gaal.
Louis van Gaal is actually my unpopular opinion. Louis van Gaal is actually a very good coach.
Mm-hmm.
And what he was trying to do with Man United was he was trying to build a squad over time. Mm-hmm. But it's unfortunate that the environment that is the existing world football now, there's no time for that.
No, there isn't.
The only thing people want is getting
results.
Get trophies. So if a team like Arsenal now, the difference between Arsenal and Man United is that Arsenal might be able to give a coach time to build. Because they've been out of the limelight for so long, I'm pretty sure the fans wouldn't mind.
They're not in a rush to make an instant impact.
They wouldn't be mind to have a coach who is building over the next 3-4 seasons.
Yeah.
To get a team that will actually get them results.
Yeah.
In that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see.
Yeah.
So Louis van Gaal, I'm not sure about now if the style of Arsenal's play and his style of coaching would merge. But I think he's a good coach.
Arsenal had been a ball playing team for past couple of seasons.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
Louis van Gaal, that's his philosophy.
He
believes in total football, whatever they call that. You know, he believes in controlling the ball, possession based football.
Yeah.
And that's what prime Arsene Wenger football was like.
Definitely,
you know,
definitely.
Controlling the game, controlling the possession and doing something positive.
So many passes.
Yeah. So that's
building into a goal.
It suits perfectly Louis van Gaal. I don't know how he would be rated with among the Arsenal fans.
Yeah.
I think he would bring in that control. Van Gaal for United was good against the big sides, terrible against the smaller sides, and that was always his downfall.
Yeah.
But you knew when Man City came home, whenever the big teams came home, he'd try to play very well. He'd control the match, control the position, try to shut them out and one chance try to win it type thing. So you could do something. I'm not too sure about him as a choice. I think Arsenal have to try and use what they have right now. They have Aubameyang in their position, they have Lacazette in their position. Uh-huh. It should be more attacking football than position based football.
I think the squad is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
I think Arsenal is a very, very good squad. Because if you've got Mesut Ozil is in that midfield, you've got Aaron Ramsey is become quite a good footballer.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, like you're saying, like I said, you've got Aubameyang, you've got Henrik Mkhitaryan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They've got a solid squad going forward.
Yes,
and they've got the pace as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they might want to look into a coach that allows them to play the kind of football that allows them to be quick going forward.
Yes.
Unlike possession based football.
A Klopp type of manager will just take advantage of the attack and whatever happens to the defense happens, you know. If they score two, we score three type manager.
Just, yeah.
And
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, the other choices, maybe I heard there's rumors of Luis Enrique coming to Arsenal as well.
Uh-huh. And Joachim Löw as well.
Yeah, Joachim Löw, manager. Yeah. There's also Massimo Allegri.
Okay.
Yeah, he's apparently in talks to leave Juventus, and Arsenal might want him into it. But I heard he's leaving Juventus was depending on Conte going back.
Okay.
And Conte seems settled in Chelsea now, according to the rumors in the past weeks.
It looks very calm, and if he does snatch number four from Liverpool, then that will definitely be.
I don't know if that's going to happen, right?
Liverpool are choking right now. Yeah, they're not even performing.
Two draws in the past two games. I think the other thing is Liverpool is totally focused on the Champions League now.
Yeah.
I think it's become their primary team because they could, I don't think anyone could have believed Liverpool would be
in the final.
Even in their dressing room. I don't think they thought we were going to be in the final, but they are there now and it's a real possibility. They've got an actual chance.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that distraction of the focus towards the Champions League is the one that's making their league form slump a bit. But also, even if we do snatch fourth place from Liverpool and Arsenal somehow go past Atletico and win the Europa League, Liverpool wins the Champions League, we'll still not be in the Champions League. So,
well, it's a hard one. But as I mean, like, if he does snatch fourth from Liverpool, that's something positive.
It is.
In a bad season, you've managed to outdo a big team.
Maybe he might win the FA Cup, which is highly unlikely.
Yes.
It's highly unlikely because
guys have Eden Hazard. No.
This is Jose Mourinho in the final. Jose doesn't lose the final.
No, he doesn't. That's not his type of football.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see. We'll see how these coaches move around. And there's also rumors of PSG wanting Wenger.
You know? I understand they've already announced Tuchel from Dortmund. Yeah.
Oh.
In fact, they announced that Emery is leaving right now, but the strong rumor is that
Tuchel
is joining them.
Yeah, but
I don't think he's the right person because I think it's the same type of person with Emery.
Yeah.
He's not really an imposing manager, a dominant type character, and he's got Neymar in the dressing room.
Dressing room is too big.
Yeah.
That's PSG's problem.
Definitely.
They've got a very, very big dressing room and they need a very, very big manager who is able to harness and control that, because PSG's problems emanate from egos, they emanate from players infighting, who's better than who, who is the king of Paris, and so on. So there's a lot of problems in that dressing room.
I really feel they need a respectable character, like Ancelotti back there, maybe Arsene Wenger.
Ancelotti might also come to Arsenal. He's another strong contender for the job.
Exactly. You know, so they really need a monster, a Conte, a person who doesn't care, Jose Mourinho, who just tell screw off, and that's it.
That's the kind of managers that aren't afraid to put a $200 million player on the bench,
exactly,
because they're not right for the team.
Exactly.
That's the kind of manager that PSG needs.
Yeah. So exciting times ahead for the managers and the movements in the transfer window that's going to open in a couple of months or weeks. And it's going to be some fun going on there.
Yeah, man. And speaking of managers and so forth, we were at the boxing Friday night fights that was held in the City Sports Center in Harare. And we managed to watch most of the matches. We missed the ladies match, which had the interview, but lucky Shingi was there.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Shingi.
Yeah.
He was there and you got that interview that you heard that we played at the start of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Mona Lisa with some very, very strong allegations of doping, allegations of taking steroids, allegations of in gloves. I'm not sure about the technicalities of boxing, but I assume in gloves is something that you put inside your gloves to make your punches harder.
That's what she's saying. She's saying the punch was dynamite.
So maybe the clip wasn't clear, so you couldn't really hear what you're saying. But basically what you're saying is that you're saying Chieds are cheated. She used steroids and she had in gloves, and Mona Lisa could feel it when she was getting punched that the punches weren't normal. I put quotes on normal. The punches weren't normal and they're too heavy, and that's not how Chieds are usually punches. And Mona Lisa only got out of the fight to save her life because she realized that this other person was cheating and she was in danger.
Yeah.
So she allowed herself to lose the fight.
It was in the first round that she lost lost in quotes.
Yeah.
Since she kind of resigned.
So she realized that the fight wasn't fair, she was in danger, so she kind of got herself out of that situation.
Yeah.
Allowing Chieda to take the title.
Mm-hmm.
She's now the new champion. So Mona Lisa is saying that she will prepare for a rematch. So hopefully that happens. And I just wonder, do you think there's a possibility that there's truth, there's some element of truth?
I think she's just, you know, a sore loser. Exactly. She's just trying to find an excuse. She was probably knocked out because we witnessed some great, fun, exciting boxing. Like, totally need to watch this. Boxing is so different from the YouTube clips and the TV experience.
Live is
it's unreal when you're seeing the sweat going off and the punches landing on the faces. Oh my gosh.
Okay,
it's incredible.
While we're on the incredibility of it, I think our proximity to the ring as well allowed us to a whole different, because we were
which was amazing.
We were just behind the commentator. We were just sitting right beyond the commentators and the judges.
Mm-hmm.
We were one of the closest people to that ring in the whole arena.
Exactly.
And just shout out to ZFM for the official tags, especially Ruimbo. Shout out to you, girl.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
We need more.
we will definitely be in contact. But yeah, like the experience was just—it was unreal. Especially the fight between Elvis Moyo and I forgot the white guy.
The guy from Latvia. How do you pronounce that?
Whatever.
Latvia.
from Ukraine, somewhere there.
One
of those countries.
Oh yeah. You know. He was a monster when he walked.
When he walked past, that guy walked past the guy from Ukraine,
and he looked.
And
huge.
He was that guy is huge. And then Elvis Moyo walked past. Elvis Moyo is way shorter than the guy.
Yeah,
but he's got a bigger frame. He's bulkier, exactly. Yeah. And those guys were weighing in at an average of 122 kilos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first punch that was thrown in that match.
It sounded
there was such a loud thud. I genuinely couldn't believe that was a punch.
No, it was incredible. It was an amazing experience.
Wow.
Feeling Elvis punched the guy, you could just, it was like, I don't know, like a 100-kilogram guy jumping off a truck and when he lands, the sound that he makes.
It was just like that. Boom! It was just insane. You know?
No, it was crazy.
It was crazy. And even the fight between McDade.
And the Malawian guy.
The Malawian, You know, the lighter guys are much faster.
Mm-hmm.
So their punches carry less sting, but they are much faster, so they land more punches.
Mm-hmm.
Woof! Good lord.
McDade was just raining on the Malawian guy. It was just raining shots.
I couldn't. Okay, maybe I don't know the previous histories of these guys.
Uh-huh.
But the Malawian guy holds a certain title.
He must be the Malawian champion, I guess. Because there
was it not an African title?
No, he's belted the Malawian flag on it.
Maybe it's the title. So, McDade, please move to Malawi. you're gonna be the new champion there in a minute.
Yeah.
Because right from the start, the guy stood, he didn't stand any chance. He was on the floor in the first round.
No, he didn't.
He caught up, he was on the floor, It was just...
He was quite eccentric on his way to the stage, you know. And I thought, wow, we're going to get a match.
Exactly. This guy,
he looked quite fit, quite healthy. And I thought, oh my gosh, this guy's going to beat us.
We're in for something, yeah.
When McDade walked in, you had a flashy jacket on and... I didn't really expect that much of a fight. I'd already judged that the Malawian guy is going to win. But in a few seconds, it was just blows from McDade raining on the Malawian guy. And it was no point of no return from there. And he did win the technical knockout again, you know, beating the hell out of that Malawian guy.
The man quit. Like, I was just like, I've had enough.
He's done.
Even the guy who was fighting against Elvis Moyo, he was also like, guys, I've had enough.
I'm
like,
done. I'm right.
And then the main event fight was between the winner of that fight was Tinashe Madziwana. They call him the chairman. He was crowned the new bantamweight champion on the night.
Mm-hmm.
He won in the fifth round of that match. It was also a technical knockout. And there was a bit, I think there was a bit of controversy at the end of that match as well.
Oh, yeah.
So what happened is, he hit his opponent on the eye and the eye started to bleed. So the ref stopped the match so that the guy could get medical attention. The medic walked into the ring. He wiped the guy's eye, then signaled to the ref that the match was done.
Mm-hmm.
So usually, from my understanding, what happens if one of your eyes can't see anymore,
mm-hmm.
the fight has to end,
mm-hmm.
right? You've technically been knocked out.
Yeah.
But from what we could see, the guy could still see.
He had
a cut which could have been, had a band-aid put on top of it and it could have continued because he could see.
Yeah.
So I'm really not sure what happened. And after that, the guy was coached by, a boxing legend,
Mosquito.
Yeah, Alfonso Reñica.
Yeah.
And he was in the corner, and he seemed to have a bit of a confrontation with the referee and the medic guy.
Mm-hmm.
And what he seemed to be communicating was that his fighter could still see.
Yeah, exactly.
Why did you end the match? It's just a cut.
Mm-hmm.
So there's also a bit of controversy on how that match ended.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't much of a contest though. He was on the losing side indeed. He was going to get beaten anyway.
Yeah.
But I think
the way it ended wasn't really.
Maybe you could have said it was a strong one and knockout. You never know.
Yeah, you never know with boxing because we did see some strong shots and it is an experience out of this world. You should definitely, you know, you don't even need to be by ringside because we started off in the stands. We were just watching from the stands.
Yeah, I wanted to see what the environment was, how it would look.
And it was a perfect look. It looked like it was on TV actually, as I was saying to Josh.
It was so
clear, so amazing. What a great venue the City Sports Center can be, especially when it comes to sporting activities. It was really clear, vivid. Shout out to Kwese. You know, the lighting was on point. The sound was very clear.
Ooh, the sound was perfect.
And the crowd was just going so crazy. I couldn't believe it. It was as if it was a soccer match where people are dribbling each other.
But when we were going there, actually, the size of the crowd surprised me as well. I didn't expect to see that many people.
There were so many cars parked outside. The whole stage was full of people.
Yeah, man. It was just, the arena was, it had good numbers. And I think, over time, as people start to figure out that there is actually boxing and so forth and so forth, we'll see a bigger crowd with time. And I encourage you, if you can, please do make sure that you attend this boxing match.
Yeah, definitely. These are the matches to attend. It's again, I'll reiterate that it's such an experience that you all need to, you know, indulge in. It's a once-off. They happen, is it once in 2 months, once in a month?
I think once in two months. I think we have it on our MaxMH calendar.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I don't have access to it now. So next time I'm in the studio, I will tell you guys when the next one is.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can prepare in time and so forth and so forth. Also, keep an eye on ZFM. They make these announcements for these boxing matches.
Yeah.
So yeah, just keep an eye out for them and they will let you know when the next one is. I think the next one should be in June.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And that one is going to be pretty big from what I understand.
Right. So, yeah. So that is what we have for you today. Why you should attend the next boxing match. Just a summary on the Champions League and Europa League matches. And a big shout out to the legend that is Arsene Wenger. Thank you for the experiences.
Definitely.
Thank you for losing at Old Trafford for the past 11 and a half years, including today. It could be 12 seasons where you have not won at Old Trafford.
Please, Arsenal, please do something.
No, there's nothing that they're doing. They're focused on the Europa League. So definitely it will be a lighter side and stuff like
definitely,
that.
Definitely, yeah.
So yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. It's been a great pleasure to have you along. Give us your feedback on what you think over the various topics that we've mentioned today.
Yeah.
Joining in the fun, tag us on Mike's at Match. And, let's just get interacting.
Yeah.
Let's...
And, guys, don't take steroids, eh? Don't take steroids.
No, steroids are not good for your health. You know, you end up punching people in a way that they can never imagine.
Until next time, Mike's at Match, we out.
Shout out. And now. Capital 263.